ChipChat is moving iTunes channels. Visit our website at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm and click on the link for iTunes to subscribe to the new feed. Welcome to ChipChat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to ChipChat. My name is Allison Klein. Today's topic is non-volatile memory, or NVMe, Express. And I've got Amber Huffman from Intel on the line with me, as well as Sumit Puri from LSI and Steve Sardella from EMC. Welcome, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks. Thank you.
So, Amber, why don't you tell me a little bit, we'll start with you, about what you do as a senior principal engineer at Intel and your role on NVMe and why this technology is gaining so much attention at Intel.
So I'm a storage architect at Intel, and a big part of my role is the interface definition between the storage device and the platform. And so, for example, in my past life a decade ago, we defined the serial ATA interface for hard drives, and as we've moved into the new generation of solid-state drives with very fast NAND flash giving unparalleled random IOP performance, we need a new interface to take advantage of that. And when we look at PCI Express has the raw bandwidth and latency capabilities that we need for future storage technologies, but what we don't have is the programming interface or the software interface to the OS and the system drivers to give that performance. And so what NVMe Express does is it builds on top of PCI Express and delivers the performance necessary for high-performance solid-state drives moving forward.
So when you look at this technology, you mentioned serial ATA. Does this replace serial ATA and SAS inside of an enterprise storage device?
So NVMe Express is actually a very scalable technology from client through enterprise. And so NVMe Express and PCI Express-based SSDs are intended to replace or be the next generation beyond serial ATA for client devices. And so serial ATA as an organization has decided not to do a next generation SATA Gen 4 and instead is defining transitional form factors to move from serial ATA to PCI Express for solid state drives. And then in the enterprise, there's a lot of different use cases. And so PCI Express SSDs using NVMe will be used in many applications like cloud and high performance computing or HPC. But you'll also still see SAS drives used in traditional applications where, for example, you might have a big rack of drives and SAS drives may still be used there as well.
Sumit, you work on flash components within LSI. Can you tell us a little bit about how your company is viewing this technology and why you think it's important for the storage industry?
So at LSI, we're obviously very focused on networking and storage. My division that I'm from is the Flash Components Division, and we're focused on building processors and controllers specifically targeted for the SSD market. NVMe, as we talked about, is an emerging interface, and as such, LSI plans to support this in both our host-side chipsets and our device-sized chipsets. Definitely in the client space, we see benefits from moving to NVMe for increased performance over traditional SATA, and in the enterprise space, we see this as a complementary technology to existing interfaces like SAS.
And then, Steve, you know, obviously EMC is also a major player in the storage market. You recently wrote a blog on NVMe, and I believe you sit on the board for NVMe in terms of standards. Can you talk about the standard definition of NVMe and why that's important and what this brings to the EMC product portfolio when it starts coming to market?
Sure. I'm a distinguished engineer in EMC's Global Hardware Engineering Organization. I'm also a representative to the PCI Special Interest Group, the NVMe Express Work Group, and the NVMe Express Promoter Group. And EMC was a pioneer of flash-based SSDs in enterprise storage several years ago. More recently, they got into the PCI Express SSD arena with a product called VF Cache, which some people may have heard the codename Project Lightning. The concern there is that at that time, there really was no standardization. We're a big supporter of standards, and we believe it's good for the industry. And so we chose to join the NVMe Express work group so that we can gain some of the benefits, some of the economies of scale, the interoperability testing, all the benefits around the standardization.
So I'll go back to you, Amber. What are the benefits that you see applying to the different computing segments that maybe the audience wouldn't think about right away?
We often market things always in terms of performance, as you mentioned. And so, for example, marketing very low latency and high performance of NVMe is one way to think about it. But another way to think about it is being a very efficient interface with low latency also implies that you're doing less. And so when you have low latency, it's because you're being more efficient, and that means lower power. So, for example, when we look to the future with NVMe replacing SATA over time for SSDs in the client, Ultrabook systems certainly care very much about low power. And, for example, getting rid of thousands of clocks of inefficiently accessing the device is very important from keeping the whole system in a low power state and not having the system stay up just for storage. From an enterprise perspective, some of the value that we're bringing is really taking advantage of all the parallelism. One of the things you see is the explosion of scaling up all the way to the many core type of processors. How do you take advantage of that from a flash perspective? If we come back to the hard drive legacy, everything is designed around one spinning media, whereas in an SSD, what you have is many parallel flash components that can be accessed at the same time. And so a key part of the standard is designing from parallelism from the ground up so that you can make sure that each core can access the device in parallel and take advantage of that innate parallelism of the device versus being bottlenecked.
So, Matt, you talked about supporting NVMe Express in your product roadmap. Do you have any comments on where you think you might see this? And are you guys doing anything at the upcoming Intel Developer Forum event to highlight the progress that you've made in terms of product delivery?
So, as we know, PCIe is becoming a more important and popular interface inside of the storage universe. We see NVMe as a very well-suited protocol to kind of fit with the transition to PCIe. We do have PCIe products on our roadmap today, and we plan on extending the support of those PCIe products to also include NVMe, again, both on the device side and the host side. As for the upcoming IDF show, yes, we will be there. LSI will have a booth present, and we will be part of the NVMe community also, and we will be displaying our future PCIe SSD that has plans to support NVMe.
Steve, you mentioned that EMC was a lead deliverer of SSDs when that technology hit the market a few years ago. How do you contrast the emergence of SSDs and the emergence and transition from SATA or SAS to NVMe in terms of the importance in technology innovation?
Well, I think that NVMe was designed with the faster media in mind and the faster PCI Express interface. So when SATA was originally designed, it was more towards spinning media. So that's the first key important thing. And then the fact that it has this specification so that we can get the multi-sourcing delivering into it, I think it's off to a good start. There's certainly newer challenges that might not have existed with previous SSDs because their protocols were already quite standardized, fiber channel and SAS. They were around and SCSI support and so forth. So we're looking forward to the future of NVMe in terms of upcoming revisions that are going to add some features that will close the gap between some of the existing drives that you would use in an enterprise-class storage system, dual-ported drives with these high-level protocols, and PCI Express SSDs. Features such as dual porting, being able to have multiple paths into the SSD, being able to support a more traditional SGL scatter gather list.
Amber, can you talk to the audience a little bit about how we approach development of a standard in terms of how many companies are involved, how many voices are engaged here, and when did the specification actually come out for NVMe?
The SIG really got underway in the summer of 2009. Over the course of the next 18 months as we developed spec, we ended up with 80-plus member companies, and we have an NVMe promoter group with EMC and LSI that are on the line with me, as well as Cisco, Dell, Oracle, NetApp, Samsung, Marvell, Micron, IDT, SDC, and SanDisk, so industry leaders in the SSD space and in the system space for storage. We published the revision one of the specification on March 1st, 2011, and I'm pretty excited because typically in other standards I've worked on, it takes about 18 months from the spec completion until you see first products. And so we're very much in that 18-month kind of window, and so we're expecting to see some product announcements in the coming few months, especially around IDF.
Sima, can you comment on what it was like to take that spec and turn it into product plans at LSI?
Sure. So, I think this speaks to the power of standards and kind of the power of the community, right? LSI, even when we were part of the old SandForce division, we were very much involved with the standards organization and helping and having our engineers involved on a weekly basis to walk through the specification and give our technical feedback to make sure that this new technology that we were developing was well-suited not only for what the industry wanted, but also well-suited for how we plan to design our hardware and firmware. So we've been involved in the very beginning, involved with defining the specification, helping to define what the drivers were going to look like, and really taking all of that feedback that's developed and designed in the working group committees and bringing it back to our engineers and architects so that they could, develop compliant products.
Amber, we obviously are heading into the Intel Developer Forum week. Can you just give us a rundown on what we can expect in terms of highlights around NVM Express and where folks can go to learn more about the technology before they get to the show?
We're very excited about the presence of NVM Express at the Intel Developer Forum coming up from September 11th through the 13th. At the showcase, which is the large demonstration center that we have at every IDF, there's going to be an NVM Express community showing demos from many of our NVMe member companies, and so we're expecting north of 15 booths in that community. Also on Thursday at IDF, Danny Cobb, who's the CTO of the Flash Business Unit at EMC, and myself are going to be giving a session called NVM Express and the PCI Express SSD Revolution, and so we'd encourage you to check that out. In terms of finding out more information now, we'd encourage you to go to nvmexpress.org.
Steve, obviously EMC is a sponsor of IDF this year. Why don't you tell us about what you're going to be showing on NVMe?
Right, so EMC is going to have a large booth as part of their gold sponsorship. However, they're also going to be a member of the NVMe Community Showcase that Amber and Sumit have mentioned. We're going to be demonstrating a combination of one of our products with an NVM Express prototype, which is Project Thunder. I spoke about it a little on the blog. What I can tell you is that it's a network appliance of flash storage that can be used by multiple servers. So it kind of takes what the Project Lightning VF cache does for a single server and networks it to multiple servers. Thanks to Amber and Intel, we actually have a development card, so we'll be able to demonstrate at the show that Project Thunder is NVMe ready, even though you can't purchase an NVMe drive for shipping today. So we're very excited about that.
Well, fantastic. This is an exciting technology coming down the pike. Great opportunity to learn about it as it starts to hit the market later this year. Amber, Sima, and Steve, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.